Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Positive Radio. It's Charmaine Hammond. I'm your host from Team Toby and Positive Radio. What a story we have on this show. My goodness, when I learned about our two guests, Jessica Dragan and Joelle Dersey, and actually, I just got to say, once again, my show guests were connected to me by the internet. Our guest Jessica's mom actually reached out and said, my daughter would be a great guest for your show. And I checked her out and said, you're right, let's get her on here. So the internet once again has brought my guests to me. When I read the story about, just a little bit of the story about this wonderful dog we're going to learn about tonight, Sadie, I just thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'll make it through the whole introduction without getting weepy, but I thought, you know, it's sometimes better to have the pet mom tell the story. So on our show tonight, we have two incredible guests. We have Joelle Dersey, and at the end of April 2012, Joelle, an ambitious dog owner, went to the animal shelter. Actually, she was going there to donate blankets, and she caught a glimpse out of the corner of her eye of a very cute dog as she was walking out. And Joelle's going to share the story about what happened next in just a moment. Jessica Dragan is a really interesting guest. We've not had this topic before. And she actually works with animals in the realm of healing. She says that pets can become sick or injured if the pet owner is not happy with their life. I found that so interesting. Dogs, cats, and horses are always in your energy, and they're so powerful that they can actually become injured, cancerous, get kidney failure, have strokes, all kinds of health-related issues. And Jessica actually works with animals and the pet families to heal them. She has some incredible training. She's an expert in her field. She's been working with humans as well as animals. And one of the things that I love about Jessica is that she talks about the effectiveness of the treatment she provides on healing animals. She'll talk about that tonight because she's been able to do some work with our incredible animal guest, Sadie. And now Jessica always cautions, too, that we also need to make sure that we have vets help us with the other medical issues, but working with an expert like Jessica really can bring health and healing back to your beloved pet. Welcome to the show, Jessica and Joelle.
Oh, thank you, Charmaine.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is fun to have two guests in one show, so I want to thank you for that. And Joelle, I just want to turn it over to you, because rather than me share Sadie's story, I think you can do it best.
Okay, and like you were saying, Charmaine, it was at the April of 2012 when the nature of my business that I do during the day, I had collected 1,000 blankets just to give to, donate to an animal shelter, and I drove down there, and as I'm walking out, I saw this really cute dog to my right, and she was sitting with a volunteer. I said to the volunteer, oh, that dog is so darling, what is her story? And that's when the volunteer told me that Sadie, as she was named, just came in from Kentucky. Some unknown people drove her up. See, Sadie was found in the mountains of Kentucky just a few weeks before that. She had just had a litter of puppies, and then she was shot right between the eyes and in the back and paralyzed. Now, the story gets a little bit nebulous at that point because some unknown people found her in the mountains, and they grabbed her, and it looks like they took her to a doctor because her back was shaved, and I guess looking for a bullet and shrapnel, which is still embedded in Sadie. And then some volunteers drove her up to a no-kill shelter where she was going to live out her life. And that's how I found her.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And this whole thing is, the big story is about the kindness of people throughout the world who have been helping Sadie with her journey. That very day, I grabbed her, you, Sadie, in my car. And I took her to a couple of doctors who gave her a very grim prognosis. You see, she was both fecally incontinent, urinary incontinent, couldn't walk. What do you think they said? They said that I should just do the kind thing. So I did not listen to them. That day, I took her home, put her in my garage, the heated garage, and the next day I took her to Dr. Jody over at the animal doctor in Muskego, who is a holistic doctor, mm-hmm. and Dr. Jody said, let's give her a chance, and so we did.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And the therapies that Sadie received, this journey has been an incredible journey. Sadie received on a weekly basis, every single week, acupuncture, aquapuncture, E-stem therapy, power plate therapy, which is a machine used by Russian cosmonauts and top athletes. She receives pap massage at least once a week from Jessica. She receives E-stem, hothouse therapy, hydro treadmill. I try to take her swimming 4 to 5 days per week. I mean, she has a loaded schedule besides chiropractic and other various therapies, and that's every week. And did I fail to mention that I try to work full time?
Oh, well, Joelle, I just want to say that I've been on your website. I'm just going to share the website for all of you listening. We're talking to Joelle Dursey. The website is savingsadie.com. Sadie is spelled S-A-D-I-E.com. And Jessica's website is jessicaspetmassage.com. When I went on the pictures on the website, Joelle, I mean, I got goosebumps looking at them because I just thought, wow, this is a happy dog. I mean, there was just such brightness in her eyes, and boy, her personality, Sadie's personality just radiates through the internet.
You know, it absolutely does. Now, she wasn't always like that. In fact, when we did, when we were at TOPS today in Illinois, like I said, the rehab hospital, the doctor said the range of motion has increased vastly. And Sadie, because she's on a raw diet, she is absolutely shiny. She's black. She's beautiful. Bright eyes. She is one gorgeous, happy person. Or, sorry, dog. I think she's a person, but.
Dogs are people, too.
Yes. I was nodding my head in full agreement.
What you think about when I ran into Joelle and Sadie and started working with Sadie in October, I thought I was going to run into a dog that was kind of lethargic and not doing so well. And
right.
That was not the case whatsoever. She was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I think the only thing that really is going on when she goes out in public is I think people feel sorry for Sadie because of the way she looks. But besides the fact that she has not been able to really move those hind legs up until very recently, she's just like a regular dog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I just think it's incredible. You know, I just want to say thank you both and Joelle for not giving up on Sadie because some beautiful things have happened. One of them is that you have fallen deeply, deeply, deeply in love with Sadie. I know that, Joelle, and it looks like the same for Sadie. But as you said, there's this wonderful community of people that have come together to be part of Sadie's healing journey.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a team of people that have helped Sadie. You can't say that one person has helped more than the other.
No, absolutely.
The fact mm-hmm. that Joelle is such a human angel, I mean, she
mm-hmm.
leads it all, and she gets it all together, and she really, she inspires me. She's an amazing woman.
Well, I feel truly that because it is such a large group effort, I mean, Sadie is known across the United States. She's known in 11 countries. Some of her biggest supporters come from Canada. All right.
Wow.
She's been on two Canadian calendars. Okay,
wow.
So last year will be on again this year. So, I mean, her outreach is absolutely, I mean, I don't know what I would do without everybody's support. They're fabulous people out there, fabulous.
Mm. By the way, Sadie just loves to be on camera and they're taken, and she loves meeting people. She just lights up.
Well, I was looking at some of the pictures on the internet, and it might have been Facebook too, Joelle, and I couldn't agree with you more, Jessica, because I thought this is a dog who's having an awful lot of fun, and really she's enjoying being in the limelight. You know, Joelle, one of the things that I thought was so interesting in the information you sent before the show was that one of the other positive things for Sadie is that she doesn't seem to show any evidence of remembering her past and these very, very traumatic incidents that she's been through. I imagine that is helping her healing in an amazing way.
Well, it is amazing because the minute I got her, I put her in I have an SUV, and I put her in there. And Sadie, to this day, will not lie down in the car. She is looking out the windows consistently on a constant basis, just sucking in life, sucking in the motorcycles and the cars and the trees and people walking by. She has to see that. Also, Sadie's a little bit different from any other dog I've had, and I've had dogs my whole life. In fact, I do have an additional dog right now. And the thing is that Sadie takes a half an hour to eat her food. I mean, any dog lover out there knows that you put a bowl of food down and it's gone within seconds. Sadie has to savor each bite. She knows she was given a second chance, and she's ever so grateful. She really is.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And then, Jessica, you come on the team, and you're working with Sadie in a healing capacity through massage that you're doing. So tell the listeners a little bit more about your role in Sadie's journey and what pet massage is. I think there's a lot of folks listening who haven't ever had this service with their pet before.
Sure, absolutely. Well, this crazy thing called pet massage is an alternative therapy and healing. It's an alternative medicine for animals. I don't see animals that are necessarily moving very well. They might be paralyzed like Sadie. They may have lost a limb. They might have had kidney issues, strokes. They may even be dying. So it's really a bit more serious than it sounds with pet massage.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, well, to back up, I went to human massage school 9 years ago, and I liked it so much I went to a second school and got certified again, which goes to show you about me, I'm a bit of an overachiever. And I ended up in business on my own. I have a mobile business. I go to homes.
Oh,
I had spent a lot of money on training, and I was really enjoying myself. You know, I mean, it was this really incredible business that I was into. And somebody had mentioned pet massage, and I thought that was a really strange thing. But I took the class, I enrolled in an online course, and while I was studying it, I realized that my background with human massage made me a much better practitioner. And when I was practicing on my cats, which were 8 and 9 at the time, our bond actually got closer. That was one of the first things I had actually noticed, that we got closer, even though I saw them pretty much every day for 8 and 9 years. I mean,
wow.
You don't think you can get any closer than that, you know?
Yes.
And then I started advertising it, just like I would for humans. And the funny thing about pet massages, people would call me up and want to know, you know, what was my social security number, where did I come from? Like, they really did extensive background questioning as far as me working on their animals, which I thought was very interesting, versus people just call and say, hey, come over, you know?
Yes.
And my first dog clients I got were German Shepherds. They were about 13 years old, and they were falling over with arthritis and hip dysplasia so bad in those hind legs. Oh. I honestly had no idea that people were holding on to animals like this. I had no clue. So I worked on them, and when they rested, I got a phone call from the owner. She told me they were walking almost normal. And I was like, well, she's just being nice, right? So she asked me to come back, and I work on the dogs, and she lets me work on her husband and a family friend. And by the time I left, they were walking almost normal. And I was like, this is absolutely amazing, the ability that I have with manipulating the muscles, pushing old blood out, getting new oxygenated blood in there, actually makes a huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. I mean, well, those are, to see that kind of a difference in their pet in such a short period of time, incredible.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are some pets out there that there's no diagnosis. They don't know why the dog can't get up or down the stairs, and pet massage helps with that.
Beautiful.
Yep. Well, you don't want to substitute something like pet massage for treatment with veterinarians and things. I would encourage you to try and put two together and see what kind of results you get, because both are amazing fields.
Well, and you've been working with Sadie now for almost a year, I think you said. Is that right?
Yes, I started with her in October.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool thing about Joelle is most of the therapies that she does, would you say, Joelle, maybe about 80% of her therapies is all natural holistic, which is a very different approach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she called me one day because with a dog like Sadie, there's not a lot of experience in terms of treatment and rehabilitation for animals because some people just, they don't deal with it.
Right.
So with Joelle and Sadie, Sadie is really paving headway for other animals because we're all learning something new with this dog. And it was one of those moments where Joelle was hitting a bit of a wall as far as, okay, what do we do next? What's the next step? So I come in there expecting the dog to be maybe a little lethargic and not happy. And like I mentioned earlier before, this dog was so happy and just clear open eyes and excited. And the only thing that was going on with her, she couldn't move those hind legs. Joelle will do anything she can for this dog, like no stone is unturned. So I have the honor of working with Sadie. And what I do with a dog that is not in a normal position all the time, and when I say normal, you know, born with the use of all four legs and the tail, there are certain things that happen with the body when you can't be in your natural state. And I know people can relate, like if you work at a computer all day and you sit down all day,
right.
People are supposed to be standing. So when you're dealing with an animal,
standing, stretching, moving, yep.
Yeah. There are different things that come up. So what I do is with her not being able to use her hind legs, I actually am able to prevent the stomach from curling in. Because if your muscles don't move the way that they're supposed to, I don't know if you've ever heard your mom say, if you make that face, it'll stay like that. Absolutely true.
That's what happened to me.
That is. Like, if you're in a certain position all the time, you start to take that shape.
Right. Got
so
it.
Maybe not using those hind legs, I got to help keep that stomach in a normal way so that it doesn't get stuck.
Right.
I also remove a lot of the toxins that may not be coming out of her body because she's not running around like a normal dog. So it helps with digestion and things like that. And also with the manipulating of those hind legs, it also gets the atrophy. If you're not using something, you lose it too.
Right.
Preventing her from losing those hind legs because she hasn't been able to use them. And as well as because she can't use those hind legs, I work on the front legs so that they don't become injured from overuse and overcompensation.
Oh, got it. So it's not just so really you're working with the whole body.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
And Joelle, what kind of changes did you start to see in Sadie after she was going for a pet massage on a weekly basis?
Well, when you use Jessica for pet massage, the thing is that it's not just, okay, fix this one thing. Because with Sadie, it's not only muscles that have atrophied, but it's also nerve damage and neurological. So working on those three things, we have absolutely increased muscle mass I mean, that alone is incredible because Sadie's hamstrings used to be paper thin. Now they are 1 inch thick, and that is huge.
Wow. Yeah. This is like absolutely getting
movement.
To be so beautiful.
Wow.
And also we're working, Jessica's working on the nerves because we like to, it takes like nerves regenerate at approximately like a millimeter in a vast amount of time, let's say, all right? So it's going to take a very, very long time for all of that nerve damage to get even repaired.
Right.
And if you guys don't tell anybody, I will tell you that what I do is I will take Sadie's toes in the back and I will bite them to get a reaction. But don't tell anybody, okay? So, and I know
you
then that...
Well, I have a wonderful sense of humor throughout all this, too, just so you know.
I can see her smiling through the phone lines.
That really does. But the other thing with the treatments and things like that, too, it's a constant evaluation of, are we doing this right? Do we want to continue to do this? Is there a new therapy that's out there?
Wow.
And I just want to throw out there before I forget to the listeners that if there's ever anything that you think we could be doing for the dog, we definitely are so open for suggestions.
Mm,
absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Because, again, Sadie is like this case that I don't think anybody, I mean, what kind of dog gets shot between the eyes and the back and lives? I mean, most of these dogs are put down, all right?
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is just Sadie is paving the way for other dogs to see how long it would take to increase muscle mass, nerve damage, neurological function. So Sadie is, I think she's going to be, you know, a very good case study.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, mm-hmm. there's, as I'm listening to you both, I just keep getting goosebumps in this conversation because, you know, it's really a conversation about love and not giving up, and that sometimes it really does take a whole community. You know, there's that saying, it takes a community to raise a child. Maybe it's true for animals as well, that it takes a community to get behind a pet who has suffered such traumatic, horrible things that Sadie went through. And yet she's thriving. She's making so much progress, and she's helping all kinds of other professionals learn about how to deal with a case like Sadie's.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, it takes a lot of time to take care of this dog, and there's definitely a lot of people, and we're very, very grateful for all the love and support that we get. Like, it's no problem for anybody to come up and give Sadie a helping hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a beautiful way to bring, you know, I've always said that animals connect people in a very deep way. And this is another example. Sadie is another example of this, where Sadie's situation has pulled people together from all over the world. I mean, not just your own community, all over the world. People that have not met Sadie have come together to rally for this incredible dog, to support Joelle, to be part of the treatment process, or just sending love and energy out there. But I also want to ask you, I know the next logical question that people are probably saying, Charmaine, get there, ask the question, how can people help? What can people do, and how can they be a part of Sadie's journey?
Well, what we do is we absolutely appreciate, and most of all, Sadie appreciates any help that we can get. There's different ways that people can help. If they go on Sadie's website, which is savingsadie.com, you can either, if you'd love to donate, we would love to have you donate by PayPal, or there is an address there that you could send a check. Or if you cannot do either of those things, we would really appreciate you passing her Facebook or sending out a tweet about Sadie or anything you can, passing her website along to others. Anything that people can do to get the word out is always appreciated. And 100% of any donations that we get go completely for Sadie's therapies.
Beautiful.
That's right. And just keep talking about her. Keep the story alive. Because, again, we're looking for even suggestions on treatments that we may not have found already. Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, we were hanging out with the police dogs, and a police officer pointed out she could have lead poisoning from the gun that was in her. You know what I mean? We've had her for how long? We've had her for just about a year before we got that suggestion. It was something we needed to look into, and it makes
right.
a difference.
Yes, absolutely.
Sadie has to spend a lot of time in the pool for rehabilitation as well, and she needs a heater because it gets cold in Wisconsin. We need to keep that dog warm while she's in the water doing her rehabilitation. And, again, that's one of the things that really makes a big difference for her.
Yes.
And then we're also looking for corporate sponsors because we want to keep mm-hmm. the story alive and we want to pave the way for other dogs and other owners that might actually be going through this. It's kind of like a silent phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Where people have these animals that they're not going to give up because they love them so much. And I totally relate. I had my own cat that was sick for 5 years with kidney failure, and there was no way I was going to put her to sleep because of it. I was going to do everything to keep her as healthy and as happy as she could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joelle has this dog where there's no stone unturned. You know, so we totally get where you're getting from when you're trying to take care of your baby.
Oh. You know,
and Joelle... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Charmaine.
I was just
going
to say, you know, what often happens, I think, when, you know, pets are part of our family. I mean, that's certainly been my philosophy. And one of the things I have so appreciated about the show, this conversation, and other conversations I've had with pet families is that people will go to great lengths to be able to, as you said, Jessica, keep their pet healthy, happy, and thriving. And what Sadie's really doing here through her journey is helping us all learn, not just the medical and veterinarian profession, but the alternative healing profession. And pet moms and dads are learning from this as well.
Yes. You have plenty of other options out there.
Mm.
Yeah, there definitely are.
Mm-hmm.
And because Sadie goes to so many personal appearances that a lot of people set up for her, and it is to raise awareness, we also have a lot of fundraisers for her. We're consistently looking for silent auction items, things like that, for these things, again, to raise funds for her. But what happens is that oftentimes when I talk to someone at some of these personal appearances, their reaction, mostly from women, I really will get tears from these people. And I tell them this is not a sad story. This is really a good story because if you take the alternative, what could have happened to Sadie, it's all about now quality of life. And I would really have to rethink if I had a lethargic, depressed dog whose hair was falling out. I mean, what would be wrong with me? But if you really see Sadie in action, people would just absolutely understand what a joy she has brought to me.
She's an absolute joy. And I also want to encourage, Joelle's a really beautiful woman, so she and Sadie would be happy to do a campaign for a business so that we can get the donations to do the rehab on Sadie.
Oh, love this.
Absolutely.
So I hope all of you listening, you know, really, let's keep the conversation going. I mean, I heard Joelle when she said, talk about Sadie, share the Facebook, follow them on Twitter, share the website. And, of course, the website is savingsadie.com. Jessica's website is jessicaspetmassage.com. Let's stay in touch and keep the conversations going. If you can support Saving Sadie, you can do that right through the savingsadie.com website. And, of course, continuing to help other people learn from Sadie's story. You know, if I was to boil this into a couple of sentences, you know, Joelle and Jessica, this really is a story about love, hope, community, and purpose.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, again, I don't know what we would not have, what we really would have done without anybody's support. I mean, we would be absolutely at square one and having to make a whole different decision than we have been able to do for that sweet, beautiful dog. Mm-hmm.
And that she is sweet and beautiful. I sure hope I get the chance to meet Sadie because she sounds like one of the most incredible little dogs that I definitely want to know. And Jessica, I want to say thank you for what you're doing in the treatment team for Sadie. And Joelle, thank you for being Sadie's mom.
Oh, well, thank you. And again, yeah, I just feel like I'm the facilitator. Everybody else has just jumped in. Thank you, Jessica. You know, thank you, Charmaine, for having us on. Very much appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure. And, you know, I would love to stay in touch with both of you and maybe have you on periodically so that we can stay in touch with both of you and Sadie's journey and watch how she continues to progress and hear the updates and see what else is happening in her community.
Absolutely. Okay. We'd love to share it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both. We have been talking to Joelle Dersey, Sadie's mom, Sadie's pet mom. The website for Saving Sadie is savingsadie.com. What a story, my goodness. What a story and what a beautiful outcome that's happening here. And Jessica Dragan is with Jessica's Pet Massage. She's part of Sadie's treatment team. She can be found at jessicaspetmassage.com. And we're going to have Jessica and Joelle on again because I want to keep the conversation going, and I'm really looking forward to seeing and hearing how Sadie's journey continues. She really is a dog who is paving the way for other pets. Thank you both, Jessica and Joelle, for being on today.
Thank you, Charmaine.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you both as well.
And thank you all for listening to Positive Radio with Charmaine Hammond. We are here every Tuesday night, same time, same place, with amazing guests. You can find us on the web at theoriginalteamtoby.com. And, of course, Toby is spelled T-O-B-Y. On Facebook, we're the same handle, The Original Team Toby. And you can find us on Twitter at Team Toby and the number 2. Until next week, let's be kind to one another.